Hello, this is Mark Cullivan with Resource Stock Digest. I'm speaking this evening with Mickey Fulp. He is the mercenary geologist. His website is mercenarygeologist.com. And for starters, Mickey, hey, I just wanted to say thanks a lot for taking some time out of your evening to chat with me.
Well, it's a pleasure once again, Mark.
Okay, so, you know, there's a company that you have followed for a while now and that I want to ask you about, and it continues on with a theme that our website has kind of focused on over the last few weeks, and that's the theme of prospect generators. It seems to be a business model or a model in the mining industry that has taken a significant amount of interest or focus over the last few years, and Almaden happens to be one of these prospect generators. And the reason why I want to jump in and focus in on them this evening is they've had some pretty spectacular news here recently. But before we get into that news release, can you quickly just give us a backdrop on what Almaden Minerals is and, you know, what they're all about, what they do?
Yeah, sure. Well, as you've alluded to, they're a prospect generator, and they're probably about the longest-lived prospect generator on the Toronto Stock Exchange. They're big board listed, and they are also AMEX listed, and have existed since 1986. Their focus is mainly in eastern Mexico. They also have focused in the past in British Columbia, and they have a couple of projects in Nevada.
Okay, so and how long have you been following the company?
Well, actually, 4 weeks today. Now, that I've been following them longer, but I've been covering them, actually. My musing went out on them 4 weeks ago today. And at the time, they were trading at about 91 cents, and since that time, they've traded as high as $2.04 and closed today about $1.90. So, for my subscribers and people that follow what I do, this has been quite the coup, and we're very happy shareholders.
Yeah, great timing to jump on with official analytics of the company. So let's get right to that. There's a pretty good reason why their stock price has more than doubled here in the last week or so. And why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, as I've alluded to, they do a lot of reconnaissance work in eastern Mexico, and this is a terrain that has never really seen modern-day exploration. But geologically, it all fits. It's part of what's called the Eastern Alkaline Province, and for people that are aware of geology, alkaline rocks have an affinity for gold. Most of us would know this mountain range, and it basically goes down the eastern, follows the eastern coast, or very close to the coast, from north to south of Mexico, the Sierra Madre Oriental, as opposed to the Sierra Madre Occidental, which is what most people are aware of. They have something on the order of 29 projects, most of those in Mexico. A couple of those are joint ventured with Gold Group Mining near Veracruz. But what we really want to focus on here is a new grassroots discovery they made, and that is in Puebla, state of Mexico. And they staked some ground that has turned out to be quite productive.
Yeah, I was actually looking at your musing here that covered the topic, and I guess they staked the ground, was it in 2002?
That's correct, yeah. Staked it in 2002 and leased it to three different companies. There are some of who have drilled on it, but basically looking for copper gold porphyries for big systems. Interestingly enough, none of these three companies did any work in the area of new discovery. So sometime in the mid-2000s, perhaps around 2006 or 2007, they got the property back, and Morgan Poliquin, who is the CEO, and his father, Dwayne, is the chairman of the board. They did some helicopter reconnaissance and discovered an alteration system, followed that up with very good boot leather and drilling, which is the way these discoveries are made. In the first hole, This thing does an outcrop. It's essentially a blind discovery put together with kind of ace geological detective work. First hole hit plus 300 meters of over a gram per ton gold and 48 grams per ton silver. Quite a stupendous intercept.
So I'm guessing it's not unprecedented to hit that kind of mineralization on your first drill, but I mean, to put it in perspective, you know, I guess on a scale of 1 to 10, is this one off the charts?
Yeah, well, this is a 10 for sure. I mean, you know, there probably have been other examples of where people have hit on the first hole, certainly, but with a blind discovery, a blind target, put together with intuition and knowledge, geologic knowledge of epithermal gold-silver systems, as geologists and engineers, we use a thing called grade thickness product, which is basically you multiply the grade of the rock times the thickness, and in terms of gram meters, this has to be one of the best drill holes we've seen in this 7-year-old boom we've been undergoing.
So now what's next for them? My guess is they're going to be putting in a drill program probably in the near future to get a more comprehensive understanding of what they're dealing with and try to prove out what they have, right? Is that about what they're
doing? Well, yeah, they're going to follow this up, and I'll step back a second and tell you that they drilled three holes. Now, because there was no geological control, it's covered by about 50 meters of volcanic ash. So they drilled three holes in three different directions in the initial program. The other two did not hit mineralization anywhere near as robust as the first hole did, but it is now apparent that the second hole collared in the footwall and drilled mainly in the footwall, and the third hole collared in the hanging wall of this vein system and drilled mainly in the hanging wall. So now they have an idea which way it goes, and they're going to come in early September and follow up with a phase two drill program.
Wow, so definitely a story we want to keep our eyes on, because it sounds like it's the news is just beginning here. So
this could. Pardon me for interrupting. This is a potential game changer for Almaden Minerals, and the market recognizes that, and that's why I put out the musing alert today for subscribers only. Now I'll put in a little plug for myself right here. My newsletter is completely free for everybody, 100% free, 100% of the time. So if you want to read what I wrote today on Almaden, all you have to do is go to my website and sign up, and you'll have access to the new Mercenary Musings Alert.
Outstanding. Yeah, that's, like I said, I just got done reading the musing myself, so very valuable information contained in there.
That means you signed up as a subscriber tonight then, right?
I absolutely did. I'm your new subscriber.
Good.
So, all right, well, again, that story we're gonna have to definitely keep our eyes on, it sounds like there's some interesting news that's going to be around the corner for them. So you mentioned they have 29 other projects. Any other highlights out of those that might augment the overall story for Almaden?
Well, certainly the Elk Mine is the flagship property, and that's a past-producing, very high-grade gold mine near Kelowna, British Columbia. And they're presently doing what in 43-101 speaks called a preliminary economic assessment. Most of us in the business would know that as a scoping study. That's in progress, and I will be in British Columbia in early September to take a field tour of this mine. We mentioned already that the two advanced projects with Gold Group near Veracruz. Interestingly enough, they've come out and they've staked a couple of new plays. In the last week or so, they've made announcements. They staked a 10,000-hectare property 30 kilometers from their new discovery, which is called, we haven't mentioned this, I don't think, is called Ixtaca, and is part of the Tuligtic project. So they've, through helicopter reconnaissance and followed up by boot leather and stream sediment sampling and rock sampling, they've found some ultravolcanics overlying deformed carbonate, so pretty much the same geologic setting as Ixtaca. And then also they've recently staked 207 claims in the Carlin Trend, 30 miles from the actual Carlin District. Again, through helicopter reconnaissance, they found alteration in lower plate rocks, and that's important because lower plate rocks are what hosts the majority and certainly the big and high-grade Carlin-type deposits, with some barite veins, and barite is always a pathfinder to gold mineralization, a Carlin Trend, and some trace metal anomalies. So add all that together, it's a very bullish time for Almaden Minerals.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's about all I had to ask on the company. You've given us a wealth of information here, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time. Like I said, it's a Friday evening, and I know the weekend has officially begun, but yet you still gave me some moments. So thank you for that, and I'm going to watch very closely to see what happens here. Again, the Almaden Minerals, it's AMM. That's Alpha Mary Mary on the Toronto Exchange. And I would definitely encourage everyone to check out Mickey's website, Mercenary Geologist. Sign up for his free newsletter. And hopefully you'll be on the front end of another one of these down the road.
Well, thanks very much, Mark. And I should mention, it's, you know, just as a caution, this is very early on in the game. And we don't know if this will end up making a mine with windfall profits. It could be a one-hit wonder, but most likely the odds are it's something in between. But it's certainly exciting to see this happen in our business. I thank you for your time, Mark.
Okay. Have a great weekend, Mickey.
Thanks. Bye.